aufmachen.
Now, which one are you going to have?
Oh, I'll have that. No, that's mine. Hey!
Trees, Danny.
Over 200 feet.
Yeah, I'd say 300.
Long ways to dig.
We'll get Cavendish to make a survey. I wish Big X were here.
Little you think X got away?
I'd have sent his word somehow if he had.
Gestapo, you think?
Either that or he's dead.
Captain Ramsey?
Yes?
I am Hauptfeld Little Strafflitz. Will you accompany me, please?
I'll look after your gear, sir.
All right. Gruppenkommandeur Ramsey.
Morning, Group Captain. I'm Captain Posen, von Lugas Adjutant. Since a senior British officer, you are to be liaison between the prisoners and the colonel. I wish to make clear to you certain matters of the world's policy.
Yes?
Thank you.
Commander Ramsey.
I am Colonel von Luger. Please sit down. Group Captain Ramsey, in the past 4 years, the Reich has been forced to spend an enormous amount of time, energy, manpower and equipment hunting down escaping prisoner of war officers.
Well, at least it's rather nice to know you're wanted, isn't it?
For us, it's not a matter for levity. There will be no escapes from this camp.
Colonel von Luger, it is the sworn duty of all officers to try to escape. If they can't, it is their sworn duty to cause the enemy to use an inordinate number of troops to guard them, and their sworn duty to harass the enemy to the best of their ability.
Yes, I know. The men under your authority have been most successful. This man, Ashley Pitt, for example. Caught in the North Sea, escaped, recaptured. Archibald Archie Ives. 11 escape attempts. Even tried to jump out of the truck coming here. Dix, William. Known to have participated in digging of 11 escape tunnels. Flight Lieutenant Vilinsky, 4 escapes, McDonald 9, Handlaser American 5, Haynes 4, Sedgwick 7, the list is almost endless. One man here has made 17 attempted escapes, Group Captain, that is close to insanity.
Quite.
And it must stop.
Colonel, do you expect officers to forget their duty?
No. It is because we expect the opposite that we have brought you here. This is a new camp. It has been built to hold you and your men. It is organized to incorporate all we have learned of security measures. And in me, you will not be dealing with a common jailer, but with a staff officer, personally selected for the task by the Luftwaffe High Command. We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket, and we intend to watch this basket carefully.
Very wise.
You will not be denied the usual facilities. Sports, a library, a recreation hall, and for gardening we will give you tools. We trust you to use them for gardening. Devote your energies to these things. Give up your hopeless attempts to escape. And with intelligent cooperation, we may all sit out the war as comfortably as possible.
What do you do here by the truck?
I'm stealing tools.
For stealing tools? Cooler.
I was only kidding. I wasn't stealing tools.
Oh, you're American.
Yes, and you're a German.
Of course. Why do you come to Germany? Why fight for England, your enemy?
Enemy? What are you talking about?
In 1812, they burned your capital.
That's propaganda.
It's in the history.
It's pure propaganda.
I read it. And now go away from here. If you steal tools, cooler.
Yeah, no tools.
Hey, Virgil. Hey. Did you see the cooler?
Boy, is it effing a big one.
I think they expect a lot of business.
Yeah. Hey, those two guys were with us in the old camp in Hut 14. I can't find them. You think the goons left them behind or something?
I guess.
Yeah. Hey, what were their names? It was Jackson and Dexter. Dexter, that's right. Hey, I'm going to see who else I can find. I'll see you later.
Russian prisoners. They cut down trees.
Well, they keep them here?
Nah, they take them out. Billy, cigarettes.
Danny and I have a blitz in mind. Could you put on some sort of brief show for the goons?
Sure, man. What'll it be? An all-out gown?
Mayor's prisoner?
Choir practice.
Oh, Knuckles, eh? Yeah, Knuckles will be fine.
Give him the coat.
What are you doing with my coat, mate?
What are you talking about? It's mine.
Are you pushing me, you clown Canadian?
That's mine, you illiterate Aussie scum.
Hey, that's
your
mine.
Squat. Jack, go along.
Jack.
Stop it! Stop this nonsense!
It's all right. It's all right, mate. We're just having a friendly little argument.
And no more fighting. No more.
All right.
Get back in your huts.
Yes, sir.
You too.
Get away! Get back in your huts! Go on!
American in the whole camp, some guy named Henley in the RF Eagle Squadron. Hey, you got something going already?
See the way the goon got those towers placed?
Yeah?
A blind spot right in the middle.
A blind spot? A guy could stand at that wire and not be seen by that tower or that tower. The one on the end is too far. They've never seen me, especially at night. You're crazy.
You think so? Well, let's find out. Right now. Step's a little tricky.
You're not going out there.
Well, they'll look at it, I'm not.
I think I'll take a little walk.
Up, Nilo! Hush!
Lublu.
Javas?
Lublu.
Lublu? Javas Lublu? Javas Lublu. What's it mean?
I love you.
Love you? What bloody good is that?
I don't know. I wasn't going to use it myself.
Yet, Tavarich.
Ah, your friends, yes.
Huh? Tavarich.
And who vouches for you, Lieutenant Virinsky? Get out, Sedlik.
Спасибо.
Marsh!
Archibald Ives, Scott. The photograph doesn't do justice.
I'd like to see one of you under similar circumstances.
Against you now. This is the first day here, and there has been much stupidity and carelessness on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
grass of wire is that?
What wire?
This wire! The warning wire!
Oh.
It's absolutely forbidden to cross it. You know that.
Yeah, but my baseball rolled over there. How am I going to get my baseball?
You first ask permission.
Oh, okay. Get my baseball!
Stop this nonsense! Get over the wire! Immediately!
Okay.
You stay there. Out of the way. Out. What are you doing over here by the wire?
Well, like I told Max here, I was trying to get my gun.
But what are you doing, Basavaya?
Well, like I told Max, I was trying to cut my way through your wire because I want to get out.
Was suchen Sie?
Bitte.
You speak German?
Jawohl, Herr Oberst.
Wire cutters.
Jawohl, Herr Oberst.
I have had the pleasure of knowing quite a number of British officers in this war, and I flatter myself that we understand one another. You are the first American officer I've met. Hills, isn't it?
Captain Hills, actually.
17 escape attempts.
18, sir.
Tunnelman, engineer.
Flyer.
I suppose what's called in the American Army a hotshot pilot. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, you were shot down anyway. So we are both grounded for the duration of the war.
Well, you speak for yourself, Colonel.
You have other plans?
I haven't seen Berlin yet, from the ground or from the air, and I plan on doing both before the war is over.
Are all American officers so ill-mannered?
Yeah, about 99%.
Then perhaps while you are with us, you will have a chance to learn some. 10 days isolation, Hiltz.
Captain Hiltz.
20 days.
Right. Oh, you'll still be here when I get out.
Cooler.
Ives. Flying officer, Ives.
Cooler, 20 days.
Cooler, Ives.
Pleasure.
What did you do in the States? Play baseball.
I was in college. Say, I.
Hi.
How many escapes have you tried?
Oh, 4 over, 7 under.
Tunnel man, huh?
Sure, I'm that.
How tall are you, I?
5'4". Why?
Oh, just wondering.
What did you do in college? Study physical education.
Chemical engineering. A little bike riding, though.
Bicycles?
Motorcycles. You know, flat tracks, county fairs. Picked up a buck here and there. Helped pay my tuition.
Oh, I did a wee bit racing myself. In Scotland.
Bikes?
No, horse racing. Jockey.
Jockey.
Hilt? Are you there, Hilt?
Yeah, I'm here.
Could you have them in the States, jockey?
Sure.
Oh, they were the days. Some of these Saturday nights in towns like Musselburgh and Hamilton. You could fight off the birds. You know, birds. Girls, man. Girls. Do you know of them in the States? Hilt? Are you there, Hilt? What? What?
You know the kind of clay and gravel we've got here in the compound?
Why?
How many feet do you think you can get through in, say, 8 hours?
I could go through this duct here like the bit of an end of an auger. But you know it's not the digging. It's the shoring up with wood and getting the dirt out. That's what you have to worry about.
No, it isn't, I. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, how are you going to get the dirt out?
What do they call a mole in Scotland?
A mole? Hi.
Well, what do you think, Navy?
I must say, it's an interesting first 20 minutes.
Well, I'd say we made fools of ourselves.
The sergeant out there says this is only the first thing.
Take too much notice. The goons may not know who he is. I'll pass the word.
I'll tell the old man. That's right.
The prisoner Bartlett is discharged into your custody, Colonel von Luger.
I said, Chad, this prisoner Bartlett to be kept under the strictest security confinement permanently.
Make a note of Van Koon's suggestion.
Go it, Hills. We have reason to believe that this prisoner is the leader of numerous criminal escape attempts.
Squadron leader Bartlett has been 3 months in your care. And the Gestapo has only reason to believe...
If he once more falls into our hands, he will not be so lucky.
Air Force officer prisoners are the responsibility of the Luftwaffe. Not the SS. Or the Gestapo.
At present, yes, Herr Oberst. That is why he's returned for the moment to your care.
Of course, if the Luftwaffe is not up to the task, the prisoner will find themselves totally in our charge. We regretfully are not so professionally understanding. Squadron leader Bartlett, if you escape again and be caught, you will be shot. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Herr Kuhn. Nehmen Sie den Mann diese Dinge ab.
Eric, hello, Roger. They dumped you in here, too.
Yes, what's this one like?
Well,
It's new. Yeah.
Let's find you a bed.
Thanks.
Come in.
Hello, Roger.
Hello, sir.
Now put your bag in your room.
Thanks, Harry.
Oh, I see. What else could be expected?
The fellows wanted to put up a welcome committee for you, but that's for later.
Yes, I saw Willie and Belinsky with Mac.
A lot of old friends here.
How long have you been here, sir?
Arrived today. New camp, expert guards, the elite. You met the commandant?
Yes, I did.
What were the Gestapo and the SS doing with you?
Oh, they wanted to find out who'd help me to the border. Who else is here? We got Cavendish.
Mm-hmm.
Nimmer and Sorin.
Griffiths. Haynes.
Blythe?
Yes.
Almost the whole X organization.
Almost. They cleaned out all the other camps and dumped us in this one. As von Luger put it, all the rotten eggs in one basket.
There's madness in their method. What about Tommy Bristol?
No, but there's an American, Hendley.
Is he a scrounger? Blackmailer?
McDonald says he's the best.
Good.
Last of the tea until the Red Cross gets through again. I scrounged this from Sedgwick. Did the Gestapo give you a rough time?
Not nearly as rough as I now intend to give them.
Roger, personal revenge must be kept out of what we have to do here. Too many lives are at stake.
What my personal feelings are is of no importance. You appointed me Big X. And it's my duty to harass, confound, and confuse the enemy to the best of my ability.
That's true.
And that's what I intend to do. I'm going to cause such a terrible stink in this Third Reich of theirs. The thousands of troops that could well be employed at the front will be tied up here looking after us.
How?
By putting more men out of this perfect camp of theirs than have ever escaped before. Or not blitzing out 2 or 3 or 12, but 200, 300. Scatter them all over Germany.
Do you think that's possible?
Well, the men are here to do it. The goons have put every escape artist in Germany in this camp. You say so yourself.
Have you thought of what it might cost?
I've thought of the humiliation if we just tamely submit. Knuckle under and crawl. Surely you don't advocate that, do you, sir?
I have to point out one thing to you, Roger. No matter how unsatisfactory this camp may be, the High Command have still left us in the hands of the Luftwaffe, not the Gestapo and the SS.
Look, sir, you talk about the High Command and the Luftwaffe, and then you talk about the SS and the Gestapo. To me, they're the same. We're fighting the bloody lot. There's only one way to put it, sir. They are the common enemies of everyone who believes in freedom. If the High Command didn't approve of Hitler, then why didn't they throw him out?
I have no argument with you, Roger. As senior officer, I'm merely pointing out a pertinent fact. When are you calling a meeting, X?
Tonight. Gentlemen, no doubt you've heard the immortal words of our new commandant. Devote your energies to things other than escape and sit out the war as comfortably as possible.
Ha!
Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to devote our energies to sports and gardening, all the cultural pursuits as far as they're concerned. In fact, we're going to put the goons to sleep. Meanwhile, we dig. Now, even a superficial look at the compound shows us that huts 104 and 5 are closest to the woods. The first tunnel goes out from 105, directly east under the Vorlager, the cooler, and the wire.
But that's over 300 feet, Roger.
Did you make a survey, Dennis?
Only a temporary one, sir.
I'll make it just over 335 feet.
Let me know when you've got an exact one. Willie, this time we'll dig straight down 30 feet before we go horizontal. That'll rule out any question of sound detection or probing.
All right, Roger, but did you say the first tunnel?
I did. There'll be three. We'll call them Tom, Dick, and Harry. Tom, as I said, goes out directly east from 104. Dick goes north from the kitchen. And Harry goes out parallel to Tom from 105. If the goons find one, we'll move into the other.
Now, how many men do you plan to take out, Roger?
250. But there'll be no half measures this time, gentlemen. There'll be identification papers and documents for everyone. And Griff, we'll need outfits for the lot.
250?
Mostly civilian clothes.
Yes, but, okay, Roger.
Maps, blankets, rations, compasses for all the walkers, and timetables for every train.
Right, Roger.
Sorry I'm late, Roger. All right, Colin, sit down. We're going to tunnel.
Splendid.
Willie, you and Danny will be tunnel kings. Danny, you'll be in charge of traps, and I'll work out the exact location with you tomorrow.
Good.
Cedric, manufacturer. Griff, as I said, Taylor. Nimmo and Hames, diversions. Mac, of course, will take care of intelligence. Henley, we haven't met. Scrounger?
Right.
Dennis, maps and surveys. Colin, you'll take your usual job. Eric, have you thought how you're going to get rid of this dirt?
Yes, I have. Usual places. Hadn't anticipated three tunnels, but we'll manage.
Roger.
Who's going to handle security for all this?
You are. I want a system of stooges covering this compound from front to back, checking every goon in and out. I want a signal system so perfect that if ever a ferret gets within 50 feet of any of the huts in which we're working, we can shut down without a sign. Well, I don't think there's much point in discussing any more, and I'll meet each of you in turn on the exercise circuit and we'll pound out the details. Nothing else, isn't there?
I shouldn't think so, Roger.
Oh, hello. My name's Blythe.
Henley.
The birds.
I used to do a little hunting myself.
Well, not hunting. Watching.
Oh, bird watcher?
Yes, that's right. Watching them and drawing them. I suppose you have bird watchers in the States.
Yes, we have some.
Tea?
I only drank tea once in the hospital.
Where's your kit?
This is it. The rest was confiscated in the last shakedown. The goons didn't appreciate some of my more personal items. Such as?
You're the scrounger.
Yes, that's right.
I need a camera.
What kind?
A good one. A 35mm f2.8 with a focal plane shutter should do all right.
All right.
And film, of course.
Of course.
Oh, Anthony, I need a pick. Big, heavy one.
Only one?
Two would be better.
Fred, this tea's pathetic. Must have used these wretched leaves about 20 times. It's not that I mind so much. Tea without milk is so uncivilized.
I got our wood.
Close up! Close up! Up.
Sergeant.
Load up! Load up!
Don't be striking the English.
Load up!
What are you doing here?
Hmm? Oh, I'm in photographic aerial reconnaissance interpretation. Went for a joyride to see for myself. It's my own silly fault. The aircraft bought it. Got shot down. Terrifying.
No, I mean, what do you do here?
Here? Oh, I'm the forger.
I'd like to work in 109, Roger.
109?
Right. I'll work in 107. For now, Danny and Willie and their trap team will be in 104.
Mac, I want to take a chance on the tunnels and press ahead without any shoring up. But we will need timber, of course, both for the shafts and the entrance chambers.
Now, Henry figures there are 36 empty bunks. We can tear up 15 of them and move the men back and forth in the huts so that the goons won't miss them. The rest will come from the strips off the wall, as we've always done.
Is Henry taking care of us himself?
Not yet. He's working with some steel for a pick that Danny needs.
This way the goons will not feel like moving it.
Good.
Handley, these tiles there are chipped. We need new ones.
There's some in 113's washroom. Should match perfectly.
Good.
It's going to be a bit tricky, Danny.
When you're organized, Matt.
We're ready.
Big enough?
It's perfect. Right through the middle of the foundation.
Good luck to us, Danny.
Why 17?
This is the 17th tunnel Danny started.
good. Yes.
Mopping up.
And you?
Shower. I need a wash.
I'm watching here. I'm a lifeguard.
Out! Put on warm clothes. You might be outside all night.
We put the goons to sleep exactly like you said, but just one little thing like this, and we're up the creek without a paddle.
Nice. Sit down, won't you?
Hello, sir.
Hello. Squadron Leader Bartlett, Captain Hiltz.
Hi.
And Flight Lieutenant McDonald.
Hi. I do.
I understand you two are contemplating a blitz out.
Where'd you hear that, sir?
McDonald, it's Mac's job to know everything that goes on.
Huh?
We thought perhaps we might talk it over.
Why? It's only two-man job.
Everybody in the camp is supposed to clear all escape attempts in advance with Squadron Leader Bartlett here. We don't necessarily want to interfere. It's just that... Well, what sort of blitz were you contemplating?
Well, we sneak out at night to a spot I found near the wire, a blind spot. Then we dig straight down 3 feet, take the dirt, spread it on top so it won't make a pile, and then straight out. Eyes here is a tunnel man, so he digs in front, pushes the dirt behind him, and I stash it behind me. Then we just burrow right through the dirt like a couple of moles. And by dawn, we're under the wire, across the open space, into the woods, and gone.
When do you intend to try this?
Hmm?
When do you intend to try it?
Oh, tonight.
Hiltz. This may not be quite the right time for this sort of thing.
Look, sir, I've been in the bag nearly 3 years now. Bloody close to being wire happy. It's a blitz out for me, forget it. It'll work. I know it will.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hiltz, how do you breathe?
Well, we got a steel rod with hinges on it, and we shove it up and make air holes as we go along. Good night, sir.
Now, why didn't anybody think of that before? It's so stupid, it's positively brilliant. But it'll bring every goon in the camp down on top of us.
I don't know. Perhaps we're being too clever. If we stop all the breakouts, may only convince the goons that we must be tunneling.
I hope it works. If it doesn't, those two are going to be in the cooler for an awful long time.
Good, eh?
Danny's bloody beautiful. This is the dirt from the compound.
This is from the tunnel.
Wherever we put it, they're going to spot it a mile away.
Well, maybe we could put it under the huts. The dirt's dark there.
No, it's the first place the ferrets would look. I saw one measuring the height under a hut yesterday.
Well, maybe we could dry it out with the same color.
We'll have 50 tons of it.
I was just thinking out loud.
If you must think, for God's sake, think clearly. What the devil is Ashley Pitt? We can't destroy the dirt. We can't eat it. The only thing left to do is camouflage it. That's as far as my thinking takes me.
Can they teach you promptness in the iron?
You'll never believe it, but I think I have the solution.
The problem is somehow to get rid of this tunnel dirt over the compound.
Of course.
Would you mind? Now, you fill these bags with the dirt from the tunnel. Then, wearing them inside your trousers, you wander out into the compound, where you pull these strings in your pockets. Out come the pins.
Eric, it's good.
All you have to do is kick it in. Unless you're a complete fool, the ferrets will never see a thing.
It's indecently brilliant. What do you think, Roger?
We'll try it first thing tomorrow. I already have. It works. Mac, this is what we'll do.
Present from Tom's.
Ah, thank you, Nino.
Nice garden you got, sir.
Gentlemen, continue. This is merely a routine inspection. Good morning, Squad and Leader.
Good morning, sir.
I am sorry. The soil here isn't better suited to your men's surface.
We'll manage, sir.
I must say I am surprised at the extent of this activity, Group Captain.
Pleased, of course, but surprised.
Surprised, Colonel?
Flyers are gentlemen, not peasants, the diggings.
Yes.
So I am surprised.
The English have always been very keen on gardening.
Oh, yes, but flowers. It is not so.
You can't eat flowers, Colonel.
Good point.
You know, I have the nasty feeling he knows exactly what we're doing.
Maybe he does.
You don't really think so, do you?
Perhaps we'll find out soon enough.
Morning, Bob.
Andy.
Here we are. Now, let's see. Biscuits, 2 packets. Coffee, 2 tins. Bovril, 1 jar. Cigarettes, 6 packets. Strawberry jam, Sorens. Blackcurrant jam, Cavendish. And marmalade, mine.
Danish butter, von Luger's. I liberated it from his mess supplies.
Oh, yes. And Dutch chocolate. 2 bars. That cleans out the gift food for the entire organization.
Now, the first thing we need is a new form of travel permit. The forgers have no idea what it looks like, and they can't move without it.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, and of course, any other identity cards, personal papers, documents you can put your hands on. Anyway, put them to work, Bob.
Right.
Good luck.
Patience is a virtue, Roger, old
Yes, father. I know, dear boy, but the diggers can only work when the trap's open, and this is holding us up very bad.
Is it finished?
Of course.
Why isn't it in?
Working on the air ducts now.
Well, when will they be finished?
1 or 2 days.
Does it work?
Of course it works.
Will it give us enough air?
Twice as much as you need.
By tomorrow night.
Got a light?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. It's pretty, isn't it?
Yes.
Sorry. You like one?
I'll smoke it later when I'm off duty, thank you.
Yeah, you probably have a couple of roommates, huh? Beautiful day.
Yes. But I think it might rain later.
No. Red sky in the morning, sailor takes warning. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. It's the red sky last night.
Never heard that before.
I learned it in the Boy Scouts.
You were a Boy Scout?
Mm-hmm.
So was I.
Really?
Yes, I had 19 merit badges.
I had 20.
Oh, I was working on my 20th when the government abolished scouting and sent me into the Hitler Youth instead.
Hey, Werner. You think you'll stay in the Army after the war?
Oh, no. I'm not a well man. And my teeth.
Your teeth?
Yes. Ah, I could tell you stories about my teeth. That would make your hair stand on end. Our dentist here is a butcher. But don't tell anyone I said so.
It's a soldier's right to complain.
Maybe in your army, but here, one little criticism, and to the Russian front.
Is that so? Terrible. That's terrible. Werner, why don't we go into my room where we can talk more comfortably, huh?
I'd better not. If Stavitz should see me.
I was just going to make some coffee. Some real coffee. Coffee.
Marmalade, it is ja wunderbar.
Hey, my grandmother keeps sending me this stuff.
Ach, du lieber Gott, Schokolade.
Oh, yeah, here. Take one.
Das ist ja von Lugas Butter.
Yeah, keep it.
Nein, I must know. You hurt.
It's okay, you can keep it. We're friends.
With you and the cooler, will we still be friends? I must report this.
I don't understand you, Werner. Report what? That you and I were chatting in my room?
I must go.
Oh, here, it's okay. I'll never be able to eat it. All I've got, all I can eat.
What gets here?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, I'm for... Forget it.
That, I'm sure you'll all remember, is the voice of Benelli's Warbler. Now, let's turn our attention to this gentleman, the masked shrike, Lanius Nubicus, the butcher bird. The shrike impales his foes on the spikes of thorn bushes. Not a very lovable character, you see. Let's have a look at the colouring. Uniform black above, from head to tail. A black rump, a black crown with a bold white flash and a white line over the eye. The shrike lives in lightly wooded country. Ah, Hendley, sit down. You'll find drawing materials on the table. The shrike lives in lightly wooded country, in olive groves and gardens.
Well, Hendley, have you taken to birds too now?
Shrike.
Yeah, you should stick around. You might learn something.
Yesterday,
I've better things to do than draw birds.
In flight. The voice is a monotonous succession of scratchy, complaining notes. Now, let's have a good look at this bird. You see, he's got a good round shape. Across the frontier.
Yeah.
There's another one. Which one's a forgery?
That one.
Nice way.
They both are. What's holding us up now is the new form of this travel permit. We've no idea what they look like.
Here's one. And a military identity card. And
An Ausweis.
Yeah.
Permission to be on Reich property.
A ticket to Odin. What appears to be the ferret assignments by day and hour for the next week.
You get 10 out of 10 for this, old boy.
Thank you, sir. Take good care of that.
Where did you get this?
It's on loan.
Now, in order to get the right amount of outfits, Roger, I suggest that we work mainly from service uniforms. Now, I can do double-breasted, single-breasted, and rather nice lounge suits. Lapels. Now, I can do quite a lot of things with those. I can have them deep like that, or high ones like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that we're working on right now.
Oh, yes. What about buttons?
Let's take a look at those. Here's one that I finished, Roger. And here's one that I dyed with a bottle of blue ink.
That's rather good.
What's that, Roger?
I was just thinking the goons would have a field day if they crashed in on this lot.
Oh, that's science department. Now, I've started working on the other materials. This blanket, particularly the striped, marvellous. Coats.
Yes?
I've got the chaps working on these all over the compound. Oh, those battle dresses. Now, I'm afraid they're a bit too short. I'll have to get the chaps to make those into some sort of working man's outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Blanket ticking. Now, I've made these into rather nice little waistcoats.
Ah, ain't they? Yes. Dyed, of course.
Of course. Just take a look at this, Roger. Now, this blanket material We scrape this down until it's really smooth, and then dye it with boot polish. Corduroy, scrounged by Hendley. Yes, I wish we had more of this.
Where in God's name did you get these from?
Hendley.
Well, where did he get them?
Well, I asked him that.
What did he say?
Don't ask. Now, let me show you some of the overcoats I've been working on.
Out if I'm going out again, I am.
When?
17 days, 7th of July.
Dark as the moon.
Correct.
Is Ives going with you?
Yeah, if he wants to.
You know that Ives is close to cracking.
Yeah. Figure it's better for him to go out in the tunnel, huh?
Safer.
Right.
Hells, it's possible, of course, for one man to get out through the wire, even get away, but there are, in fact, a considerable number of people besides yourself in this camp who are trying to escape.
I appreciate that. Something's coming. I can feel it, and it's coming right around the corner at me, squadron leader.
My name's Roger.
All right, Roger.
Yours is Virgil, isn't it?
Hells. Just make it Hilts.
Yes, well, as I was saying, Hilts, we have maps of Germany, general maps, that is. In fact, we have all the information that we need for the escape routes out of Germany. But what we do not have...
is a clear idea of what's 500 yards beyond those trees.
Right. We've tried every goon in the camp, no go. We must know the exact position of the local town. We want to know where we hit the main roads. They must patrol them. Where the local police stations are. Where they've got their military roadblocks. And most important of all, we've got to know how to get from here to the railway station.
No. Absolutely not. When I get through that wire, I'm not going to be peeking over fences making maps for you guys. By morning, I'm going to be so far away you couldn't hear it if they were shooting me with howitzers. Hmm?
That's understandable.
Completely.
I mean, I'd like to help, but...
Interesting idea. How many are you taking out?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road, just like that.
Well, some on the road, some by train... some cross-country.
They'll have forged papers, clothes, maps, compasses, rations.
Has it occurred to you that you're going to alert every goon in the country? Anybody that can carry a pitchfork is going to be out looking for you? Why, they're going to swoop down and scoop you up so fast it'd make your head swim.
Yes, well, thanks anyway.
Anything I can do to help you out in the tunnel, just let me know.
Well, that's very good of you.
Anytime. Wait a minute. You aren't seriously suggesting that if I get through the wire and case everything out there and don't get picked up, to turn myself in and get thrown back in the cooler for a couple of months so you can get the information you need?
Yes. One has to ask some very strange things in the job I have.
We'll give you a front place in the tunnel. I wouldn't do that for my own mother.
I don't blame you.
Well, okay, then.
Well, it's completely understandable.
Well, okay, then.
Yes, well, thanks, Hiltz.
Check.
Hensley, I...
Oh, it's all right. Blythe's a friend. What's the matter, Vernon?
My wallet, my papers, my identity card. Gun. I lost them. Everything.
He lost his wallet. Hmm? Do you realize what would happen if Strack was found this out?
Zip.
The Russian front.
There. I've looked every place. Every place. I must have lost them while I was in here.
No.
Yes.
Look, I told you we were friends. We'll find them.
Oh, thank you, Ansley.
Werner, not now. It might look a little peculiar if you and I were seen probing around at this time of the night.
Oh.
Look, I'll find them. I promise you I'll find them if I have to tear this room apart.
Thank you.
Forget it. Werner.
Yes?
There is one small favor.
Huh?
A camera. We want to take some snapshots, you know. Keepsakes. 35 millimeter with 2.8 lens and a plane shutter.
Focal plane shutter.
Werner, that's a focal plane shutter. Let me know when you got it. He's a crazy mixed up kid, that Werner. But I like it.
Checkmate.
How soon's that air pump going to be ready?
Oh, I'll have it for you tomorrow, Roger.
You're badly behind schedule, said you girls, Colby. How's it coming, Danny?
No good.
No good?
Today, three times.
Bloody tunnel, Roger. All 335 feet of it.
Four times today. This way we never get through. We must have more wood.
It's a lot of timber, Roger. Can you get it?
We'll get it. We've got to get it. I'll put Henley on it. And the new man we got this morning. Okay, Willie.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. The day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five gold rings.
How's it going with the rafters up there?
Hanging out fine before.
Stay with it.
French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Never mind.
It's a present from our friend Werner.
Splendid.
Simply splendid.
This should do very nicely. Let's ask the pits man. He requested permission to dispose of some of his dirt in our attic.
Tom has reached just beyond that pile of wood, sir, the book lugger. Harry, of course, isn't as far as that.
How much further to the trees? We make it 50 feet, sir.
Dark of the Moon is the 7th...
8th and 9th.
8th and 9th,
yeah. Dear Leon August.
Yes.
Morning. There he goes again.
Why is he buying up all the potatoes in the camp?
Working on that, but I can't find out. Wilson Henry locks himself in that room every night. Sometimes Goff's in there with them. Other nights he's in guard outside.
Mac, we'll close down Dick and Harry. Seal them off. Put the entire effort into Tom and press right on into the trees.
Right, Roger.
without peace. For it, hard.
What is it?
Well, they're celebrating the revolution.
It's the 4th of July.
Devil's this.
Gentlemen, you're invited for free drinks at the wash deck.
It's the 4th of July, a little present from the Colonial.
Down the British.
Yeah, yeah. Quite right, too.
And a little drink to Tom.
And to getting home.
Well, we accept.
Up the rebels.
Down the British.
Gentlemen, if you care to follow us, how about... Hey!
Follow now! Hard!
Feet to go, sir, and you can feel it throughout the whole bloody camp.
Well, I think that calls for a drink.
Here he is, sir.
Drink it up. Drink up,
moonshine. American moonshine. Moonshine.
Up there, up there. Here we go. Cheers.
Here we go. Keep it moving now.
Keep it going. Good morning.
Hello, Eric. Don't spill any of that.
Morning.
There you go.
Hey, hello, Eric. Down with the fridge.
It's all right, old come on. Keep it up, don't you?
Yeah. Don't get any on your phone. Don't get any on your phone.
Thank you.
There you go. Any of that.
Before your morning tea.
Sonic morning.
Here, keep it moving.
Don't get any on your clothes, sir.
No. Yeah, down
American moonshine. Don't smoke right after you drink.
Come on, hurry up.
No smoking. No smoking while you're drinking. Get good and strong, my friend.
Keep it going. Keep it.
No taxation without representation.
Keep it going, boys. Keep it. Keep it going, fellas. Enjoy yourself.
Huh? Let's drink some.
Oy. In the 3 years, 7 months, of approximately 2 weeks that I've been in the bag, that's the most extraordinary stuff I've ever tasted. Oh, it's shattering.
I think it's rather good. Well, with your permission, sir, I think I'll all and Kive. Colonize.
What that is?
I tell you what it isn't. It isn't Napoleon brandy.
How do you like it, sir?
Well, it's to the colonies.
Independence.
How are you managing over there without us? Getting along all right, are you?
We seem to be getting along all right.
Sure, sir.
Yes, well, it's good stuff, Hills.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Roger. Goons in 105.
Oh.
Stratwitz.
Well, we'd have to ignore it. If we pay any attention to the goons, we'll know that that's important. Mr. Greenhouse. Searched it 100 times. Home.
Anyway, I'm glad we've got you in the tunnel with us, Piglet.
Aye.
It's all, eh? Oh, never mind. You'll be walking down our Guile Street in a couple of weeks, man.
To Tom. You know, Sandy, just beginning to realize that myself.
Why shouldn't you, man? We're nearly at the trees, boy. We're nearly at the trees, eh?
Warsaw, the dirty hookers. Warsaw, the gang of war. Warsaw, the dirty hookers. Sailing through the broom of law. Some of them are ripped and stoked. Some of them are lean up. Some of them are bumbling. They were stoked. They were lean up.
Tunnel.
exact information you need. I'm going out tonight.
Right. Open up, Harry. We dig. Around the clock.
Catch him so soon. He wasn't caught.
Phelps, welcome home.
Take some shovels, I'm right.
For God's sake, Smithy, you've left out a whole bloody eagle.
That's impossible.
Yes. 4 days' work up the bloody start.
I'm sorry, Colin.
It's all right, Smithy. It's getting late. You push off to bed, I'll pack up here.
Right.
Good night, Colin. Hood up.
So good. In Ordnung. Dankeschön.
Bitte schön.
Herein.
Heil Hitler.
Wie heißen Sie?
Erich Stressel, aus München.
Warum sind Sie hier?
Ich habe Urlaub bekommen. Ich gehe nach München und besuche meine kranke Mutter.
Your German is very good.
Oh, thanks, Mac. I've put in a lot of...
Oh, now watch it, Haynes. It's the easiest way in the world to trip up a suspect. Don't fall for that old gag.
Sorry, Mac.
Okay, but remember, German always.
Here it is.
Herein. Roger.
No, it's me.
How do you like the old escape suit?
Fine, fine. Colin. How do you like mine?
That looks splendid.
Going out through the wire.
Danny, think. We're getting out, but not through the wire. We're getting out through the tunnel. It's finished.
I go out now.
Danny, you go through that wire and you'll get killed.
Since I was a boy, I hate and feared little rooms, closets, caves.
Danny, you've dug 17 tunnels, over 17
because
tunnels.
Because I must get out. I hide the fear, and I dig. But tomorrow night in the tunnel with all those men, I'm afraid maybe this time I will lose my head and ruin the escape for everybody. What do I do now?
Danny, I'll see you through the door. I'll look after you. I'll stick with you all the way.
Right.
Good evening.
Hello, Roger. Well. How do you think we look? Guten Abend, mein Herr, wie geht es Ihnen?
That's as bad as all that. Colin, I want first of all to say that without you, we would not have been ready.
Well, that's all right. I had lots of help. Lots of very good help. What's the matter, Roger?
You can't go.
What do you mean?
I can't allow it.
Why?
Because you can't see your hand in front of your face. You'd be caught before you got 10 yards.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Never heard anything so absurd in my life. I can see perfectly. I see perfectly. I can see that pin down there. Does that satisfy you?
What pin? Where? Colin, do you see the foot of the door?
Yes, of course.
Put the pin down there, will you?
All right.
Come on, sit down. Sit down. It was a good try. I hate these last-minute letdowns, but I've only just been told. It's too risky for you.
Don't you think that's Collins' decision?
No, I don't.
Come on, Roger. We all know the score here. Yeah, at least, most of us do. Your idea of this escape is to start another front, too. Foul up the Germans behind the lines. All right, that's fine. That's fine. But once we get past that barbed wire, once we have them looking all over Germany for us, that mission is accomplished. Afterwards, we have some ideas of our own.
You mean getting home? Back to your family and children?
That's right.
Good God, man, do you really believe I haven't thought about that, too?
I'm sure you have. I know Colin has. And Roger, I have too. We think we can make it all the way.
Not Colin. He'd be an appalling hazard to the whole escape. That must be my decision.
Don't you want to talk about hazard? Let's talk about hazard. Let's talk about you. You're the biggest hazard we have. Gestapo has you marked. No one has said you can't go.
That's true. And I have thought about the Gestapo. But if you're asking me how far a commanding officer is allowed to go, or dare go, or should be permitted to play God, I can't answer you. But I can tell you, a blind man is an unnecessary hazard not only to himself, but to the whole plan, and must therefore be eliminated from the operation.
Colin's not a blind man as long as he's with me. And he's going with me.
It's all right with you, Colin?
Yes. Quite.
Very well. I'll arrange for your escape numbers to be altered accordingly. Good night, General.
Actually, he's quite right. He's completely right. I really shouldn't go at all. My eyes have been getting worse and worse lately. I think they call it progressive myopia.
I can see things up here, close to. I can see to work. But,
you're just a blur.
I know. Oh, hell, we'll make it in great shape. Colin, do you have any tea?
Yes, of course.
Then let's have some.
Splendid.
I'll be there.
with the...
Only 8 minutes now, Danny. You okay? On the shelf now, Danny. And then they'll be coming right up the tunnel.
Billy, I can't wait till it's open. I must get out.
Danny!
Roger.
Danny and I'll go later. We'll take another place.
Danny, tell me what this is and tell me quickly.
This tunnel is mine as much as anybody. I dug it. I built it. I was buried many times. I go when I want. Let me out. Let me out.
Take him out, will you?
Roger.
Take him out.
It's all right, Sid. It's all right. We're going later. Danny, it's all right. It's all right. We can take another place in the line. It's all right.
All right, Colin. There you go. Now sit down. You will top wrong the ladder with your right foot. Done. Huh? Down you go.
Danny cut out, huh? We need to come up top.
Kill it, Sonia.
Short of the woods. The hole is right here in the open. The guard is between us and the lights.
How could that happen? It's not me. How much difference does it make? It's happened.
Roger.
Damn it, Mac. I'm trying to think.
We could postpone until we dig to the trees.
All the documents are dated today. It's now or never.
One chance. When the guard goes to the far end of the compound, you might be able to move your men out. I think I can make it to the woods, set up a signal when you're clear.
What about the goon towers?
That's a chance you're going to have to take, but they're going to be watching the compound, not the woods.
Mac, pass the word. Tell that if he's right.
Send down 30 feet of rope. Send down 30 feet of rope.
Send down 30 feet of rope.
What?
30 feet of rope.
What's that for? How the devil should I know? Get the rope.
Tommy, have you heard?
Some kind of foul-up, I think, sir.
Haven't they moved into the tunnel yet?
I don't think so, sir.
Danny, they're moving through the tunnel now. They're getting out. Danny, when Morsel fell, you escaped and came to England because you're a flyer. You came because you wanted to fly with us and fight the Germans. We can get out now. We can get back to England. Danny, if you don't go through that tunnel, everything you've done will have been for nothing. Nothing.
In here, Colin.
Come on.
Sit down.
You're up, Sedgwick.
I'll take over.
What the hell have you got in here, a piano?
Oh, that's very funny, mate.
Sedgwick, you won't get this thing through.
Oh, cope!
Was that Sedgwick with his steamer trunk? Who else? I wish he was home with his kangaroos.
They're 20 feet short.
How the hell...
We're 20 feet short. Now, Hiltz is on the other end of that rope in the woods. As soon as you feel a couple of tugs, off you go. But you'll have to keep Colin low on the way across.
Right.
Good luck, Colin.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll lose the lights in the tunnel.
Come on, Colin. Get out when the lights go down.
Danny, it's all right. Hey, there's the lights. Light the back lamps down there.
There's been an air raid and they've cut the lights, Danny. Danny, and near the tunnel, it's all right. Listen to me. And look. Come on, fellas, move, move. We shall get dozens out in this darkness. What's going on?
You go.
Danny. Danny.
Go.
What is this, Willie?
Look, Danny there.
Is he stuck in there?
And he's all right.
Get him out, Puss.
Roger, you and I had better get out of here. We won't have a chance of any of the trains. It's moving. We'll just have to pass the instructions from man to man. All right. I'll be right behind you.
Was du was gehört?
We would have heard the shots before.
Oh! Wait for me.
All right.
Who missed the train to pile up in the station. Ashley, Pitt, Roger, Donald, Nemo. Makes quite a group.
What do we do?
Wait for the train.
Thank you.
the precipice.
Tally-ho.
Sie reisen für eine Firma?
Ja. Für mein Geschäft.
Danke. Danke.
Other police on the train.
Yes, stop or whip. I'm gonna jump.
All right.
I'll tell you what.
I'd prefer you just to give me a good firm push.
Exciting. It isn't stopping.
No, we're all
Thank you.
Listen again!
I hadn't quite decided.
What information were you to collect on the way?
None.
What sabotage directions did you receive? What have you done with your papers?
Papers?
Forged papers and identity cards. Don't be so stupid. What did you do with them?
All I did was to escape from the prison camp. You do the same if you've been locked up for 3 years. I wanted to get home.
I don't think you'll ever see your wife and children again.
You've obviously got the wrong man. I'm not even married.
You're wearing civilian clothes. You're a spy. Spies are being shot.
This is my uniform. I had to recut it when I lost weight. I dyed it with some boot polish to cover some oil smears I picked up when I was shot down.
And you lost your insignia over the years.
That's right.
Bring him into the anderen. That's all, Cavendish.
Hello, Haines.
Hello, Cavendish. Wish I could say I was happy to see you again. Just picked up.
Yes, this morning.
There's a trainer out there. I can fly.
Any centers?
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Don't move, you got a mouthful of propeller. Go. Thank you.
Bonjour, messieurs. Comment ça va? Ça va bien?
Bonjour, Aristide.
Comme d'habitude, trois pernos, n'est-ce pas?
Trois pernos.
Oui, monsieur.
Ça.
Oui. Trois pernos, papa. C'est Suzette. Oui. Et voilà, messieurs, les trois pernos.
Merci.
Deux. Et trois. Et voilà de l'eau. Bon appétit, messieurs.
Merci.
Monsieur, téléphone pour vous.
Téléphone pour moi?
Oui, monsieur, téléphone. Téléphone. Vous venez ici, par ici.
Voilà, monsieur, téléphone.
Let us see. Hello? Hello?
Resistance?
You are English.
I'm Australian.
The deep moi.
You guys speak English, I understand.
Bloody good. I'm a British officer. I've just escaped from a prisoner of war camp in Germany. I'm trying to make my way into Spain now. You understand me?
Oui. Oh,
can you help me now? Huh?
I know someone who can.
Bloody good.
I'm a Staatspolizei. Ihren Ausweis, bitte.
Ah, Français.
Jawohl.
Commençons.
Eh oui. Parlez-vous français?
Un peu.
Votre accent est très bon.
Oh, je l'ai tout fait dans l'école supérieure. C'est bien. Passez.
Si.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Zwei vom NATO sind getürmt. Engländer.
Nicht eine Pistole? Nehmen Sie sie sofort weg.
Ach, Sie sind Deutscher. Selbstverständlich. Schon gut. Weitergehen. Entschuldigung.
Herr Bartlett?
Oh, ist das fröhlich.
Your German is good. And I hear also your French. Your arms.
Up!
basket. Fasten it.
Herr Bartlett and Herr MacDonald. Oh, we are together again. Your going to wish you had never put us to so much trouble.
Troubling you, Roger?
I'm just a little surprised. I expected either a long stay or a very short trip.
Yes.
I have to admit, I'm a little worried, though. I hope to God I haven't blotted 70-odd ledgers.
Oh, no, no. We're all over 21, footloose and fancy free. We'd never have got as far as we did without you, Roger. For what it's worth, I think you did a damn good job. I think we all do.
All right, you can get out now. Stretch your legs for 5 minutes. It'll take hours before you reach the camp.
Of your men are being returned today.
Oh, who?
I do not have some information. I am directed by higher authority to inform you that 50 of your officers were shot while escaping.
Shot?
The personal effects will be returned.
How many of them were wounded?
Here are the names of the dead.
How many of the 50 were wounded?
None. The higher authority only directs me to inform you that 50 men were...
Patterson, John. Allardale, Peter. Bancroft, Edward. Bartlett, Roger. Cavendish, Dennis.
Eldridge, David. Elton, William. Fanshawe, Harper. ¶¶
Ici?
Oui, monsieur, c'est ici. Alors, au revoir.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Pas de quoi. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Bonne chance.
I am your guide, senor.
Spain?
España.
That sea are all safe?
Thank you, sir. How many have been brought back?
You're the first. You know how many got away, sir?
Not yet. What happened to Blythe? He didn't make it, sir. Roger was right about that.
I'm afraid Roger didn't make it either. I just posted the list. They shot 50. The Gestapo murdered them.
50? McDonald, Ashley Pitt?
Yes.
Danny, Willie?
No, they're not on the list.
Haynes?
Yes. I'm sorry. Roger's idea was to get back at the enemy the hardest way he could. Mess up the works. From what we've heard here, I think he did exactly that.
Do you think it was worth the price?
It depends on your point of view, Henley.
Yes.
He is not to be saluted. He is no longer in command.
Job just didn't work out, huh?
You were lucky, Hills.
Lucky? Maybe because I didn't. How many?
50. It looks after all as if you will see Berlin before I do.
Thank you.